Sean Hand, but I'm an artist.
It all I guess that's why they came to my street. People and their dogs walking down my street, just going on and on about nothing, while talking to a friend who's on the other end, just wishing they could spend a little less time listening. Like an ordinary thing, but it's all just what it seems. Walking down my street, everybody thinks that I need a little sympathy, but all I see is the road that takes me home. Driving lost up and down my street. The kids and all their toys tossed in the back seat, while looking up and down for a place to turn around, and wondering how they wound up here on my street. I wish someone could explain why people feel the need to complain, because it's always back to the rain. They never been down my street. It never rains on my street. It never rains on my street. Yeah, it never rains on my street.
in. I ask you first, cause when I listen to you, things just get worse. Mind your own business.
Mind your own business.
I tend to mind. Mind your own business.
Mind your own business.
I'm tender mind.
I'm tender mind.
If you could do just that, brother, things will work out fine. When I put money in the bank, you weren't nowhere in sight. So when you tell me how to spend it, you know that ain't right. Mind your own business.
Mind your own business.
I'm tender mind.
I'm tender mind.
Well, mind your own business.
Mind your own.
I'm tender mind.
I'm tender mind.
If you could do just that, brother, things will work out fine. Yeah. Who died and made you king? Cause that is news to me. You knew you, I knew me. That's first rate philosophy. Take a look at yourself, that's my advice. Mind your own business.
Mind your own business.
I'll tend to mind.
I'll tend to mind.
Mind your own business, baby.
Mind your own business.
And I'll tend to mind.
I'll tend to mind.
You can do just that, other things will work out fine.
Hey, this is Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursday from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of free-form music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh?
I love it so much.
Thank you. two, three, four!
Getting on. Any horse is running worth betting on. How's the weather down there? I hope you're keeping warm. How you feeling, sweetheart? Are you moving on? Are you sleeping okay? Do the nights go on and on? I hope you're eating well. I hope you're staying strong. Cause I'm fine and then I'm not. I'm spinning round and I can't stop. I can't do this alone. For time flies and it's so slow. I'm up and down like a yo-yo. I can't do it on my own. And I've tried and I can't pull the sword from the stone. How are your mom and dad? How's your brother too? My folks are holding up. My sister's pulling through. Both the cats say hi. I know they miss you too. Cause I'm fine, then I'm not. I'm spinning round on a corn stalk. I can't do this alone. For time flies and it's so slow. I'm up and down like a yo-yo. I can't do it on my own. 'Cause I tried and I can't pull the sword from the stone. Spinning round in a corn stalk. I can't do this alone. Time flies and it's so slow. I'm up and down like a yo-yo. I can't do it on my own. See, I've tried and I can't pull the sword from the stone.
I started going cold turkey. Well, at least when I'm in the car.
I know I shouldn't do it, but it's so hard to stop. That's why I hide it from myself, so I won't be tempted.
I used to do it all the time. I stopped by locking it in my glove compartment.
My friend used to do it way too much. Now I turn it off when we're in the car.
My solution is simple. I just don't do it.
There are lots of ways to stop yourself and others from texting and driving. How will you stop? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Never mind. take a stand, dedicated to their beliefs, bound together by destiny. Say it don't matter anyway.
good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Oh, good for you!
91.5 WMFO.
I feel happy of myself.
Well, stop it!
1, 2, 3, 4.
nervously she tried to talk. Are you going to Kingston by chance? I said I was going alone, and she said that she's never been. Then we both agreed that we wouldn't let loneliness win. I grew up lonesome, I was a lonely boy. I went down to Kingston when the weekend began. I had no one, I went down anyway. I went down to Kingston when the weekend began. So lonesome, I was a lonely boy. I went down to Kingston when the weekend began. I had no one, I went down anyway. I went down to Kingston when the weekend began.
Back in 1953, we were riding high on victory. The Cold War's getting colder all the time. There's many ways to fight a war. It gets dirty more and more. The powers that be are thinking outside the lines. So the boys down at the CIA, getting curious one day, thinking of ways to get a leg up on the Reds. Through manipulation, experimentation, they thought they could save the nation by taking citizens and messing with their heads. Well, they rounded up some volunteers, but the volunteers had no idea they were about to be turned into laboratory rats. They were unwitting participants in the government experiments. They wouldn't be the same after that. They got those MK Ultra Blues. Those MK Ultra Blues. Don't know what happens, guess we'll see when we give these soldiers LSD. Lock them in a room for a spell. Maybe they'll tell no lies. Maybe they'll be hypnotized, or maybe they'll just think that they're in hell. But the thing about mind control is eventually takes its toll, can often have the opposite effect. People don't like to be misled, especially if it's by the feds. It's the type of thing that can make you lose respect. Well, sometimes subjects came real easy. In the door come old Ken Kesey, ready to see some universal truth. He was flying over the cuckoo's nest, taking the Kool-Aid acid test. I believe he was successful in his pursuit. Don't want those MK Ultra Blues, those MK Ultra Blues. Some people's minds were blown, other people's minds were shown that there's more to this here life than meets the eye. A peek behind the cosmic veil, visions from beyond the pale, a doorway to a different kind of life. So the drug they couldn't weaponize was a failure in some people's eyes, but was decidedly successful for some. But what the CIA could not predict, people trying to get their kicks, taking LSD just for fun. It's a lesson to the powers that be. Don't be messing with people's reality, making us forget who we are. Well, psychological manipulation is hard on a population.